All right, Patriots, Caleb here, your favorite voice on the right side of the dial, back for another deep dive. And this one, oh, it'll have the left seeing redder than their latest fundraising numbers.
Ah, probably.
And with me, as always, is the brains behind the operation, the one and only Grace.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 10 of the Daily DOGE Report, where we sniff out the truth and, well, leave the liberal lamestream media chasing their tails.
You certainly try.
Today, we're diving headfirst into some truly tail-waggingly good news involving President Trump, our fellow patriots, the visionary Elon Musk, and, of course, the best darn government efficiency initiative this side of the Mississippi, DOGE. The snowflakes over on the left are probably melting faster than an AOC policy proposal when they hear what we've got in store. So buckle up, buttercups, because this is going to be good.
It certainly is. And this deep dive is especially for you, our Patriot listener. We're looking at some genuinely encouraging developments, you know, in government efficiency. We're seeing concrete steps being taken to, well, streamline spending, and it's a welcome change.
Definitely.
We'll be looking at news articles, some social media posts from figures like Attorney General Abondi, the DOGE initiative itself.
Good sources.
And even some insights from President Trump. The goal really is to understand how the Trump administration, with DOGE's help and Elon Musk's innovative thinking, is tackling what they see as wasteful spending.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with those DOJ grant cancellations. AG Bondi announced them over on X, right? Now, that was a breath of fresh, fiscally responsible air.
It definitely made some waves.
DOGE was all over it, practically howling its approval from the digital rooftops. And frankly, who can blame them?
Well, these cancellations do represent a tangible move, reducing government spending in areas the administration deems non-essential.
What got the axe?
Okay, so among the grants canceled, there was $2 million allocated for what was described as, quote, national listening sessions of individuals with lived experience.
$2 million to listen. I've got lived experience of paying taxes. Maybe someone should listen to me for a change, huh?
Well, yes. While the intent behind such sessions might be, you know, gathering diverse perspectives, the question rightly arises about the cost effectiveness, the tangible outcome of spending that much.
Exactly. And then there was nearly $700,000,
mm-hmm,
for research on, get this, the effectiveness of police departments' LGBTQ liaison services.
Right. And it involved a parallel convergent mixed methods case study research design.
Oh, boy. Sounds more like a grant for academics to write papers nobody reads than something, you know, actually helping cops on the street or keeping people safe.
That's a fair point. While research into improving police community relations can be valuable, the specifics of this grant, the complex methodology, the substantial funding, it does raise questions. Could those resources have been better used for core law enforcement functions?
You bet they could. And the other one, $250,000 for gender-affirming care for incarcerated transgender individuals, including housing.
Yes, that one sparked considerable debate, too, mainly around budgetary priorities.
You can say that again. Look, we believe in treating everyone with respect, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you've got a border that's about as secure as a screen door in a hurricane,
mm-hmm,
and inflation is still biting in our wallets,
mm-hmm,
you have to ask if this is the best use of taxpayer money right now. Seriously.
And that ties into the image DOGE share, doesn't it? Elon Musk as Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I loved that.
With the caption, "There will be cuts." It served as a really potent symbol, I think, of this administration's commitment to reducing what it sees as unnecessary spending.
Totally.
It's a visually memorable way to get that message across. Fiscal trimming.
Scissorhands?
Yeah.
That's my kind of superhero. Forget saving damsels. He's rescuing our tax dollars from wasteful bureaucrats. Love it.
Huh.
And it wasn't just these specific ones, right? Even the lamestream media, like WaPo, Reuters, U.S. News,
yeah,
they had to admit hundreds of DOJ grants were getting axed.
That's correct. While those outlets reported on the sheer volume of cancellations, part of the Trump administration's shift in priorities,
yeah,
the specific examples highlighted by Bondi and DOGE offer a much clearer picture of the types of programs being targeted.
Right, the woke stuff.
These actions align directly with DOGE's mission: improve efficiency, eliminate spending not aligned with administration objectives. And remember that $160 billion in estimated savings DOGE reported back around April 20th.
Yeah, huge number.
These grant cuts are part of that much bigger effort. They contribute to it.
So what's the big picture here for us patriots? I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a long overdue smackdown of the woke agenda.
Yeah.
A big win for common sense spending, finally?
Well, these cuts are being presented that way as a departure from what some definitely consider a woke agenda and a return to more traditional or fundamental government responsibilities.
About time.
And it's worth noting, DOGE itself came out of talks between President Trump and Elon Musk. So there's likely a direct focus there on stopping taxpayer funds going to initiatives seen as, well, left-wing pet projects.
Initiatives funded by our hard-earned money. It's enough to make your blood boil. And Bondi didn't mince words, did she? Calling these grants wasteful.
She did use that term.
I mean, can anyone seriously argue that spending millions on listening sessions delivers a real, tangible return for the American taxpayer? Come on.
The administration's perspective, it seems, is that the DOJ should focus primarily on its core mission. Enforcing laws, public safety, protecting citizens.
Yeah, cops and robbers stuff.
Rather than allocating significant resources to programs related to identity politics or issues deemed sort of outside that core mission.
Exactly. Let the DOJ focus on putting the bad guys behind bars, not funding endless sensitivity seminars. It's not that complicated.
And DOGE's enthusiastic endorsement, plus that scissorhands meme.
Brilliant meme.
It really does drive home the point that this administration wants to be seen as serious about fiscal responsibility.
They're not just talking the talk. They're memeing the walk. It's great.
We also have President Trump's own positive comments about Elon Musk. We saw that in the CTBTERSPSPXYANOTULF.MP4 clip.
Right. What did he say again?
He mentioned Musk's significant contributions, Tesla, Starlink, even medical advancements. He drew a clear connection between Musk's innovative, results-oriented approach and the whole efficiency drive behind DOGE.
He's spot on. Elon's out there building the future while the left seems, I don't know, more interested in funding studies about past or present feelings or whatever.
But we should acknowledge not everyone is celebrating these cuts.
Oh, I bet. The libs are crying somewhere.
Well, yes, but even some on the right. Our sources include a comment from at Rothbard 1776 on X Murray, I think.
Okay, what's his point?
He points out that the initial $3 million in cuts, it's pretty small potatoes compared to, you know, the overall national debt.
But it's fair. It's a drop in the ocean, maybe.
That's the perspective. It highlights the concern that while these cuts are a step, the scale of the debt requires much more substantial, widespread efforts.
Like what did he say?
Yes. At Rothbard 1776 mentioned other areas they think should be prioritized. Things like prosecuting Epstein's clients, election integrity concerns, accountability for COVID policies January 6th, illegal immigration.
Okay. Big list. So basically tackle the really big stuff too.
It reflects a desire among some for the administration to address a broader range of issues they see as critical. We're just reporting that perspective.
Fair enough. It's like, sure, every penny saved helps, but we've got Mount Everest of debt here. Still, got to start somewhere, right? Yeah. And these cuts definitely send the message.
They do send a message.
Now, let's really dig into this idea of wasteful spending. Those grants Bondi highlighted, I mean, they really do seem to fit the bill. Feel-good fluff that doesn't deliver much for the average Joe paying taxes.
That's certainly the perception being presented by the administration. And when you look closely at those specific grants, it's understandable why they're being labeled wasteful from that viewpoint. The tangible benefits of spending $2 million on national listening sessions? Not immediately clear. How does that directly help the DOJ's core job?
Exactly. What actionable results justify that price tag? None. And that nearly $700K for the LGBTQ liaison study. Using that crazy academic jargon, parallel convergent mixed methods, whatever.
Yes, that one.
That sounds incredibly niche. Couldn't that money have, like, bought new vests for officers or funded more patrols? Something real.
The skepticism around such specific, seemingly academic research is understandable, especially from a perspective that prioritizes basic law enforcement duties and efficient resource allocation.
Right.
And similarly, the $250,000 for gender-affirming care for inmates is being questioned, especially when compared against broader national priorities and budget constraints.
Right. It's all about priorities.
Yeah.
For many patriots, wasteful spending is anything not aligned with, like, common sense fiscal responsibility and an America First agenda. Simple as that.
Which often means things related to DEI, some climate change programs, studies focused on identity politics.
Exactly. Stuff viewed as not directly benefiting most Americans or addressing core national needs, like securing the border or fighting inflation.
Now, these DOJ grant cancellations, they're just one piece of the puzzle. If we look at other activities attributed to DOGE from April 24th to 25th, 2025, we see a much wider scope.
Lay it on me. I love hearing about them tightening the purse strings. Show me the money saved.
Okay, so during those 2 days, there were reports. 269 contracts terminated. Total savings, $255 million.
Wow, nice chunk.
That included things like a $50,000 consulting contract in the Department of the Interior. Gone.
Good riddance. What else?
Also, the Social Security Administration reportedly marked 11 million outdated records as deceased.
11 million? Whoa. That's huge for preventing fraud, right? Payments going to ghosts?
Potentially, yes. It's a significant data cleanup step aimed at preventing improper payments.
Good on them. Finally tackling that mess. Keep going.
Furthermore, the National Science Foundation, NSF, is said to have canceled 701 DEI grants.
700 DEI grants, yes. How much did that save?
Estimated saving of $203 million. One specific example mentioned was a grant for building racial equity in marine science.
Equity in marine science? What does that even mean? Glad's gone.
And following these cancellations, the NSF reportedly put out a statement re-emphasizing its focus on merit, competition, equal opportunity, and excellence as the main criteria for grants.
That's music to my ears. Science should be about science, not social engineering experiments paid for by us. This is awesome.
And the cost cutting continued. Another batch. 226 contracts reportedly terminated, saving a substantial $555 million.
Half a billion, just like that?
Yep.
Any juicy examples?
Included a $5.4 million consulting contract with the IRS.
Oh, even better.
And a smaller $20,000 management contract with the NSF. Additionally, 95 more contracts canceled, saving another $115 million.
Okay, what kind of nonsense was in that batch?
Examples given included a $265,000 leadership retreat for the USDA.
A leadership retreat? Seriously? While farmers are struggling. Unbelievable.
And a $30,000 study tour of Malaysia.
A Malaysian vacation? Oh, sorry. Study tour on the taxpayer dime. You just can't make this stuff up. DOGE is really going after the low-hanging fruit, and I love it. Keep swinging, scissor hands.
Indeed. There were other measures, too. Sale of the Webster School building for $4.138 million, reportedly avoiding about $24 million in future costs.
Smart. Sell off unused assets. Makes sense.
And one more specific grant cancellation mentioned, $324,671 for DEIA programming in pest management.
DEIA in pest control. What were they planning? Sensitivity training for the cockroaches. Are you kidding me? This just keeps getting better.
Well, what these examples illustrate is the sheer volume. Contracts and grants being reviewed and, in many cases, terminated. The reported savings in just those 2 days seem to exceed $1 billion.
A billion. In 2 days.
Wow. And remember, DOGE had already reported that $160 billion estimated total savings figure back in April. So these recent actions are clearly adding significantly to that overall number.
It's fantastic news. It really shows they're serious about reining in the runaway spending train.
Yeah.
Now, what about Elon Musk's role? He's a senior advisor, right?
Mm.
How involved is he day to day?
That's correct. He is a senior advisor. And the DOGE initiative did originate from discussions between him and President Trump, so he was involved at a foundational level.
Right.
However, during the specific period we're looking at, April 24th and 25th, 2025, his public activity on X seemed mostly focused on his businesses, Starlink, Tesla, that sort of thing,
right,
and broader tech and societal topics. Not much, if any, direct public commentary on DOGE's specific day-to-day activities during that window.
Interesting. So he's kind of working quietly behind the scenes, maybe, letting his vision for efficiency play out through the DOGE team, like a financial phantom, silently slashing waste. I like it.
That could be one interpretation, yes. The focus seems to be on implementation. What about the public reaction we saw on X? Were the usual suspects losing their minds over the DOJ cuts?
Oh, you know they were. But what did you see?
Well, public reactions on X to those initial DOJ grant cuts were pretty varied, as you'd expect.
How so?
Some users expressed strong support, praising the administration, happy about cutting spending. Others raised concerns, you know, about the potential impact on the programs being cut.
Or whining, probably.
And some argued, like at Rothbard 1776, that other issues should be prioritized over these specific cuts. It was a mix.
Okay.
It's also worth noting there wasn't widespread coverage of DOGE's broader activities, those $1 billion in cuts over the 24th and 25th, in the mainstream media.
Shocking. They don't want to report good news about Trump or fiscal responsibility.
It might suggest the focus during that period was more on implementation rather than heavy public relations or announcements for every single cut.
Well, the mainstream media can bury their heads in the sand all they want, but we patriots see what's happening.
Mm.
This is a clear, decisive move towards fiscal sanity. a much-needed rejection of wasteful spending on the left's pet projects. Finally.
That's certainly the prevailing perspective being pushed. The actions by the DOJ, the broader DOGE efforts, they indicate a shift, a more fiscally conservative approach to government spending.
Good.
Prioritizing what this administration views as essential for the American people. Streamlining operations, making sure taxpayer money aligns with their stated priorities.
Amen to that. It's about time we had someone in Washington willing to take a machete to the bureaucratic bloat. Okay, Patriots, it's about all the time we have for this deep dive.
It went fast.
Always does when you're cutting waste. Grace, as always, your insights are sharper than a Jinsu knife at a vegetable convention.
Aha! My pleasure.
So for you, our dedicated Patriot listener, here's something to chew on. With DOGE scissor hands actively trimming away at government fat, what other areas of our vast federal bureaucracy do you think are prime targets? Where else can we cut?
That's a big question.
And what kind of real, significant, long-term impact could this kind of efficiency drive have on our staggering national debt and the overall priorities of our government? It's definitely food for thought, folks.
Absolutely.
Until our next deep dive, God bless the USA and DOGE.